Welcome to another segment of Tales from the Blind Side. I got my brothers Jamal Jackson, Center Stage 67, and Todd Harriman is here to talk to us about another game, you know.
Hey, hold on. Can we like do like the Instagram shout out?
Instagram shout out?
Yeah, man, I don't really do the Twitter like that anymore.
Okay, well, go ahead, man. What
you want to do? Jamal 67. That's it. You know, you don't got to introduce me at Center Stage 67 anymore.
Okay.
I don't snap a ball anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, Jack, just because you left the game doesn't mean that you're not center stage in life.
On the Zoom conference, I'm kind of like upper corner or something like that.
you're lower left corner to me.
You're to my left.
Okay. Well,
yeah. So Trey, you're right over here.
Right
down there.
Yeah, from now on, man. Jamal
6'7".
Let's just go.
Jamal 6'7". Okay. All right, my man. All right, Jamal 6'7". Okay. Duly noted and corrected.
Twitter is for the boomers. Twitter is for the boomers.
I like Twitter, though.
Me, too. That's where I'm at. That's where I spend
Yeah, that's where I am, man. I like Twitter. It's fun. It's hilarious. But, yeah, man. All right. So, here we go. Let's get into it, man. You know, the game out to Arizona. You know, it's the second time for Jalen Hurts to go out there and show us what he can do. Start off with a safety.
Yeah.
You know, how did you guys just going into this game? How did you guys see it? And, you know, going leading up to the game, and then just tell me what your feels was on Jalen Hurts.
I mean, after I saw the safety, you know, I kind of like went back into when I got my first start and it was against Dallas. Like, I played good. Like, we had, like, 170-something yards rushing, and it was, like, a season high, and they were like, oh, the young kid showed promise, you know, at center, you know, with the movement up front and whatnot. And that week, I'm buying into all the praise, like, shit, I can play in this league. And then the very next game, we play the Giants and not get my ass handed to me, like, the entire game. So I'm like, damn, I hope he's not experiencing that because, you know, last week, He played pretty good against the Saints team. You know, they was undefeated. A lot of people didn't have them winning. I did. I was one of them. And I thought, you know, maybe it would be some of that, you know, we winning, everybody's rooting me on or whatever, and I played good. So, you know, let me feel as though that I've kind of arrived, so to speak. But after that first quarter, I was like, well, damn, man. Like, I hope he can, like, kind of turn it around, which he did. So I was impressed by what I seen, man. And I think, you know, by him being in the situation that he was in college, like the offense with Alabama, also the offense with the guy at Oklahoma, you know, it kind of prepared him for this moment because he's pretty good at both running and passing. So, you know, I'm glad that Doug decided to stick with him for – this week alone again, so we'll see how that works out. But he played good, man. Like he played far better than I expected. Let me just put it that way.
All right, Todd, what'd you think?
I mean, I was excited to see how he come out for a second game and you know, a different squad. Arizona's a nice team, I think. You know, I think that they got some good players on both sides of the ball. Great challenge. It was going to be a hill that we were going to have to climb if we were going to, you know, make this playoff run. That safety, man, the first thing I did as soon as that happened was I hopped on the old boomer Twitter because I just wanted to see all the hate come
down. All the hate,
down.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. There's
so much hate. So much hate. And I just find it funny that, bro, the kid played – I thought he played great. You know, the safety – I don't know, bro. I can't say that I would have done anything different. Yeah, shit happens. Right. I mean, God, right. That's like I've held somebody in the end zone before. I just got away with it. You know what I mean? It's not like everybody was watching me throw the ball somewhere. You know what I mean? So been there, done that kind of. I thought that he played well. I mean, yeah, there were six sacks. I mean, I think that they saw his game a little better, you know, maybe practicing against Kyler Murray, they know how to rush a little bit more mobile of a quarterback and are able to kind of corral him a little better and not let him escape and reestablish the pocket or run for the first down. But I thought it looked good, man. And I just I don't know why now that Doug has got Hurts in there that he's going on this this method of you got to earn it every week. You know what I mean? Like, what happened with that earlier? Why didn't we get to a point where you were just like, you know, you didn't play that well this week. Let's see what else we got going on. You know, it just seems the kid looks like your starter right now. I don't know why wouldn't you just be like, yeah, he's going to start the rest of the year for us, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think Carson even wants to come back. Like,
yeah.
Bro, no, like, Carson don't want nothing to do with it. Carson doesn't want no challenge. Yeah. He doesn't want any competition. He just wants the throne to be his. Yeah. At least that's how it appears.
Yeah, yeah, and that's not going to work here. I mean, because even if you and that was my thing with the with what was going on into this. To me, if I were Carson, I'd just be like, look, go ahead and just trade me because I'm not coming back for it to be a competition. You just signed me to this big deal. I'm supposed to be your guy. You all right? You start Jalen. All right, then you just need to ride out with him and let's just let this be it. You know what I'm saying? And just try to find someone else that can take me on.
Yeah, I just – it's a tough spot. I mean, like I said, I want both of these players to be successful. More so, I would love them to both be – I would hate for Carson Wentz to go and, like, haunt the Eagles for the rest of their career somewhere else. You know what I mean? I would hate to see that happen. But, you know, as history has showed, if he goes somewhere else, he's probably going to have some success. You know, I don't feel like I have to pick a side one way or the other. I feel like whoever plays the best should get the chance to start the next week. And since Carson hasn't had a chance to show that he's playing better than Hurts right now, you got to let Hurts keep riding. So
I agree. I
don't know. What's Philadelphia without a quarterback controversy?
You know what I mean? Nothing. I mean, this is just what it is. Let's go back to that safety real quick, man, because I noticed this a little bit in their man protection. You know, because you had a tight end in on that protection there to the right side. And to me, it looked like Matt Pryor got a little confused with who they needed, what their responsibilities were. You know, because, you know, when you have that tight end in there, you know, that's pretty much telling you, all right, we got a little bit of man protection. You have that little triangle where you had a defensive end and whoever that guy is that's out there. And it seems like it wasn't a point of emphasis during the week. That you need to be looking out there, not just at the defensive end to see if the tight end has them. You got to have that responsibility to that second level. And it seems like everybody went to the left a little bit. And then next thing you know, you have that rusher coming in late, bam, and then there's the safety.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a tackle, man, but man, Matt's been kind of like the doormat of every defensive end or defensive lineman he's lined up against, man. He's just been playing pretty bad, man. Like, it's painful to see, you know, a guy that big, and I mean, I'm assuming he has some type of power with him, to just be clueless out there, like, week in and week out. Like, guys are, like, running past him. He's not blocking guys. Like, how do you not know this? I mean, I understand, it's the 13th new offensive line lineup, which should be even more of a reason why you shouldn't have this shit down by now because you played, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
This was my problem. On one of them, the one where his first sack, he was late off the ball. And it was a three-step drop. So he was late off the ball. It was a three-step drop. Jalen didn't throw the ball. So next thing you know, the end is chasing Jalen down out to the left side of the pocket. So
I saw that one, and my response would be, okay, you know you laid off the ball. You know you're about to give up a sack. Hey, man, don't push him towards the quarterback grabbing you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and take that holding penalty.
Take the holding, you know. Yeah. At least take the hit off the quarterback. You know, you're going to get the penalty anyway. I'd rather take the 10 instead of, you know, him getting sacked and possibly injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I felt like he was laid out the ball. And then there was another one later on in the game that was the sack fumble that caused the sack fumble. On that particular play, it was a dual read because, you know, you had the running back was getting out of the pocket. So he had a dual read. And what he did was he stepped left. You know what I'm saying? Because you had a two look right there. So you have 48 and 43, the defensive end outside. And I don't know if this is how it's taught or what the situation was. But he stepped left instead of setting vertical. And once he stepped left, he was done.
That can solve, if not 95% of all of their issues that they're having on the outside, the vertical set. You can see everything. It makes it easier. I mean, yeah, you kind of give up a little bit with the bull, but hey, you got to anchor down in there. But I mean, it's just simple. Like, I don't know why he stepped aside. I'm not a taco, but I'm quite sure in a dual set, you want to be as square as possible to the line of scrimmage so you can pick off games or whatnot. So I don't know. I digress.
Juan always taught us, all right, I need you to set the widest guy, but feel the inside guy. You know what I'm saying?
You set the wider guy, you look at the inside. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? You set the wider guy, you make sure you set.
Watch one, set two.
Yeah. You know, so to me, I just felt like, why did you go left? There was no need for you to go left. I know you have a dual read here. That's fine. But why did you step down inside? Because now when it's time for you to get back out there on the defensive end, shit, you too late now. It's party over.
Bro, I just think he's not – I just don't think he's confident in his responsibilities, and that's causing – I think that's causing a lack of technique. He's getting off the ball late. Like, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, you're not going to get off the rock on time. You're sitting there thinking.
Yeah.
You know, and on that safety, if him in the tight end got this triangle – it's either a squeeze, a solid, or a fan. That's what at least what we called it when we were going.
And it was a solid.
But he's also got to wait. I don't know who Kelsey called the mic, but I think it was pretty evident. Like, it was all plain and simple there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then again, that's him trying to communicate it to the tight end. And I don't know if that whole communication is down. He just doesn't look like he's confident in to know what he's supposed to be doing. And I think that impacts – the game as a whole. Like, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, everything's slow.
But why isn't that a point of emphasis throughout the week, though, to make you feel comfortable? Like, look, this is what you're going to be dealing with. That should be a point of emphasis throughout the week.
I mean, you're right. Yeah, it should. Like, you know,
I mean, I'm just going to be real. I mean, that's something that should be, you should go into every game feeling kind of comfortable. Quite comfortable about what you're going to get. You knew that they were going to give you a five down front from time to time. You knew this should have been talked about. Like, look, man, hey, if we get this particular front, if we're in man protection, you know that you got a dual read. This is the right set that you need to take on the dual read. Do not step left. You need to set vertical. Keep eyes on him, but set for the widest guy. So once you see him bail, you're ready to take on that defensive end. But it didn't happen. Why is this not a point of emphasis throughout the week?
I mean,
I don't know if it is.
It
could be. It could be. It could just not be transferring. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not sinking into him. I mean, another thing is, you know, he's probably got to communicate with his guard, Herbig. Maybe Herbig's not sure what he's supposed to be doing. Maybe he's like, hey, need you down here. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of talk's going on down there.
Because even on that particular play, Herbig, because they did run a Mike blitz, so they sent the Mike in there. So the Mike came crashing in. So now, you know, Herbig came in. He and Kelsey got picked, but then the defensive tackle, they ran a game with the Mike linebacker and the defensive tackle. So the Jordan Hicks came in there and picked them. Then the defensive tackle looped around, but Herbig didn't even come back for the damn D tackle. I'm like, I'm sitting there looking like, man, wait. What are we doing?
What are we doing? Like, are we manning everything up?
What are we doing? Why was that not switched off? Like, there's just so many. Dude,
did he get rid of it? Did he get rid of it?
Well, like, blocking the wrong guy. You're like,
yeah. I mean, because you had two guys on one, and you had two guys on Jordan Hicks, and the damn defensive tackle came around clean. Now the sack fumble had already happened. But it's just, man, it's just so many things I look at when I sit down and I break down this film. Like, I just went back and I just went through all the coaches' copies again. And then, like, I separate all the plays and I go through it all again. And it's just like, man, what in the hell are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Not making the playoffs, that's for sure.
It's so frustrating.
I don't know about that, man. They still got a chance.
They still got a chance. But it is just so frustrating to sit there and watch this film, and it's just like, what in the hell are we doing? I mean, you know, you go, man, shout out to Kelsey, Fletcher Cox, and BG for making the Pro Bowl. Congratulations, fellas. Oh, that's awesome.
The Pro Bowlers.
Pro Bowlers, good job. That's awesome. Kelce didn't snap the ball two times. He forgot to snap the ball twice in the game.
I saw that.
Yeah, and then he had, and then the one play where they called false start on Jordan Mailata, he snapped the ball too late, where it hit the receiver on the foot, but they called a false start on Jordan Mailata.
Yeah, man. I mean, it get like that sometime, man. There was a packed house out there in Arizona. You know, the crowd probably got to him a little bit.
But I was just kind of like,
man. Know. Yeah, that was one of those, man. Like, you trying to know, you'd be like, you're fucked up. Yeah. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
Like, snap the
fucking ball. Yeah. And that's, and I respect that. You like, look, man, hey, look. My bad. That's on me. I forgot to snap it. Right. Everybody get a false start. All right, cool. No worries. All right. Let's forget about that. Let's move on.
Right. It's like when you're a tackle, you can blame the center or the quarterback. When you're the center, you can't really blame anybody.
No, you can't blame anybody because you're like, damn, that was on me.
You just got to.
Ah. Yeah, my bad. That right there was all on me. I forgot to snap the ball.
Shit. I mean, it happens, or sometimes you can be like me, be giddy and just go before everybody else. Hey. Why you false start as a fucking center? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because we can't go unless you go. You already gone.
False start, okay. Hey.
But I tell you what. The best set you will ever take as an offensive lineman is a false start set.
Oh, yeah, nice and clean.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I mean,
super quick.
It shows the fan a glimpse of how we warm up.
Yeah. I mean, you get out your stance. I mean, you're nice. You're like, ah!
Got the hands ready.
Oh, hands up. I mean, the quickest you've ever felt. And you're like, damn. Hey. Yeah, I'm the only one moving.
Play the drill, D. Play the drill. Okay.
That's when Trey's like, hey, come on now, Five. Come on now, Five. You can't be holding your cadence like that.
Yeah. Because Five, now, because you, all right. So, because we got other offensive linemen out here. Because now we all right.
I just remember Trey said, hey, man, switch it to count, man. Switch it to count. Get the beat on it, dog. Switch it up, dog. Hey, yeah, no play recommendations or nothing. Hey,
nah, switch it up.
Just snake, hey, change the count. You know what? Hey, let's fuck it. We're going silent count from here on out because I can't even deal with your cadence. Let me just go with Jack. Let me just go off Jack. I ain't even dealing with your cadence right now. You know what I'm saying? But okay, so since we got other guys that know it, didn't he hold his count sometimes?
Yeah.
The rhythm of it would change.
It would change, but, you know.
From what I've seen, I think that a lot of quarterbacks do, especially if there's some sort of, like, shenanigans going on in the middle of their cadence. They're kind of like, hey, what's happening here? And then the linemen are like,
yo. Because, you know, with Five, it would always be Blue 88, Sad Hunt. But then whenever it was something going on, he'd be like, Blue 88. Blue, oh shit, I'm already gone. I'm gone.
I remember one time we was in the game and in the huddle, shit, it was on three. Know how he came to the line thinking it was on one. I'm like, oh shit, yo, check Monday.
You felt that pressure. You knew it was about to come out.
And because you could tell by his cadence, he said, on three, and then we got up there on the huddle.
He comes to the line, he's like,
he went, Blue 88, hey, Monday.
That's Monday. That don't sound like a three count.
Yeah, when that happens, I automatically get off the rock late because I don't know what the hell's going on. I ain't going to jump off sides.
Oh, man. Hilarious, man.
It happens, you know. You just got to be there for him, though. But, you know, Kelce just had, like, some brain farts, man. I mean, man, that one, I was just like, damn, dog. Like, at least, did you not get the count? Everybody else thought that bitch was on one.
No, I mean, he ain't even moved on.
Herbig almost put it on him.
Yeah, because Herbig was taking great footwork to get in
position. Yeah, Herbig was getting out of there. He's like, I'm going to get good depth on this bucket step. I'm going to get my hips open. Yeah. I'm going to run down the line. I'm going to grab this elephant's tail, and we are elephants on parade.
Yes. I mean, great footwork. Awesome footwork.
Without the lead elephant.
Yeah, without the lead elephant. It was just that Kelce was still there with the ball in his hand, like, oh, damn, my bad. That's on me, fellas. That's on me. All right, let's go. Let's keep moving. I mean, but it happens, though, man.
Yeah, but sometimes that could be like, you know, how I was just talking about. It could be like the cadence of the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because Hurts probably came out there thinking, shit, I probably told them it's on three. Because how his cadence was, it wasn't like it was on one.
Mm-mm.
You know, because I kind of picked up on his, you know, his cadence a little bit. Because you can hear, like, mm-hmm. the cadence on TV. So, you know, it's kind of pronounced. So, I think after a couple weeks, you know, you can get a little beat on it when he's trying to, like, go, I guess, double count or go on one.
Yeah.
You know, it's very – you can tell, like, the opening cadence part of it, what it's going to be on.
Mm-hmm. And that, like, I don't think a lot of people, like, you know, as an offensive lineman, you get used to the rhythm of the cadence. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not – you don't –
Yeah, you're not listening for one. You're not listening for three huts. You're not listening for the color. You're just listening for that quick, like.
Yeah, you're listening to the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
You know, and if that rhythm changes, then now it's a problem. And now, especially when you have this group now, they've only been playing with Hurts for 2 weeks now. It takes a little time to get that rhythm down, you know, so.
Yeah, and you're right about
man,
that.
Man, I'll tell you what.
About that rhythm thing, man, because, like, you know, even when we just walk up to the line and, you know, he'd say, all right, second color, you mm-hmm. know, he's not saying nothing else after that other, you know, why did he white? It's like, it's so distinctively different, you know, mm-hmm. like you can tell if it's on color, if it's on sound. That sound shit would always get me. Like,
I hate it for a sound.
Like, yeah, because then he's like, all right, everybody, we on the line. Nobody can't say shit. You can't make a call.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, I'm like, oh shit. Like, what am I blitzing?
Yeah. Yo. When you go on three, though, when you go on three and you get up to the line and you have to change the mic or something like that, right? So you have to change the mic, you get your calls all adjusted, and then you think it's on one.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that is a lonely feeling when you pop up out of your stance and you look around.
Yeah.
Damn it!
You had a beautiful
a couple times. Or
yeah,
he was like, Jack, what's right? Like, all right, dude, my bad. Like, he's changing. I'm trying to change the mic, dog. Like, it gets real confusing. It's all right, fuck it. I'm on three. Oh no, but he's 5'6", and you're like, oh shit, what is it on? All right, fuck, it's on one.
Like, it's right. And then you're trying to read the quarterback's cadence to be like, man, is it on three on this first color? Let me see if I can tell that rhythm yet. Ooh, I don't know. It might be on one here.
Yeah.
I better be safe. I don't want to get beat off the line. I'm going to go on one.
Yeah. And then you take that beautiful set and you're all by yourself.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Great pregame rep.
That's no good. That's no good.
Hilarious, man.
God, what's our scenarios here of making the playoffs, though?
I mean, we need Washington to lose.
Washington loses to Carolina, right? And then we have to win, and then we have to beat Washington.
Yeah, we have to win out. If Washington wins, we're out of it. No matter what our schedule, no matter what we do in these last couple games.
I mean,
keep pounding, man.
That quarterback was just in the strip club without a mask on. So,
but I think Alex Smith going to be back.
Yeah, kind of like a banged up calf, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
buddy, is he at? It's on that bad leg, man.
Yeah, it's on his leg. So, I mean, you know.
Bro.
He going to nickel and dime him anyway.
But, you know, I was saying, like, okay, so Dwayne Haskins is in the strip club. And so.
Yeah.
Silk, I mean, you know.
Silk beanie.
Huh? You said what that?
Had the nice silk beanie.
Yeah, had a silk beanie on. So, you know, I think that, and you know, he might be on to something. Maybe he found a cure.
I believe that's his loungewear.
So, a little silk beanie. Some booty cheeks and cocoa butter and body glitter. It might be, you know, you get it FDA approved. He might be on to something.
That's probably the treatment Trump got. I would.
Yeah,
imagine,
you
right?
know what I'm saying. Yeah, some butt cheeks, cocoa butter, and body glitter. There you go. Get on through.
Hey, it looked like everybody was there, unmasked but willingly. You know.
Yeah.
Feel bad for that girl's grandparents though. She gonna go see her grandparents for the holidays.
And they, you know, got pictures of you all over there right now. Look at you. Look at you, baby. Look at this. This is you.
I'm not talking about the pictures, dude. I'm not talking about the pictures. I'm just talking about the transmission to the elderly. You know what I mean? You got to be responsible.
Okay, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Good job there, Todd. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than the pictures. All right. That's awesome. I'm thinking she's not really worried about Nana. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, I forgot where we were. But yeah, all right. So, so
Jalen Hurts. There is no place like home for the holidays.
Oh, man. So, like I said, man, I think that Jalen Hurts, man, you know, he continues to impress me. You know, he makes some really nice throws, made some very nice timing throws. I mean, finding Greg Ward in the back of the end zone twice, I thought was just huge. Taking those one-on-one shots down the sideline was huge again, man. So I think that, you know, they might have something special with this young man if he continues to progress. How do you guys see this playing out with Carson, though? Like, you know, is Jalen the guy moving forward?
I think it's hard to say, man. Yeah. I mean, I think as an organization, you want to be able to make it work with Carson because, like, how invested you are, how fucked you'll be moving on from here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With the cap situation. But, I mean, if you're looking at just performance out of this season, I feel like you got to move away from Carson. It seems like, I don't know, seems like he needs a new surroundings, new color on his helmet. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Maybe I don't know, man. It's a tough situation. I'm glad I don't got to be in the front office here for this. You know,
man, they've already gave him 50 something mil.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's tough. Nothing's really tough for him. You know, what I mean?
For him. I mean, yeah, he's good.
Go ahead and cut me. Fuck, I don't care.
Yeah,
don't even.
He can talk as sideways as he wants to.
Mm-hmm. They don't even got to cut me. $108 million. I'll sit on every bench at the fucking link.
Yeah, I said that.
I said like, that. For real. You don't want me? All right, you know in a year or two, y'all find a trade partner, mm-hmm. and I'll go somewhere else. I mean, he's always going to be fighting an uphill battle here anyway. You know, you got the backup quarterback and the head coach's statue outside your workplace every Sunday. That's a lot of pressure anyway, because how often do top quarterbacks or top drafted quarterbacks actually win a Super Bowl? You know, mm-hmm. like that's just hard to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go to the NFC Championship game and you can, like, you know, don't have all these records and whatnot, but to win that Lombardi at the end, man, it's kind of hard, and it's going to always be everything is going to always feel like the weight of the world on his shoulders leading this team, this franchise, because, you know, he was a part of it, but he wasn't really a part of it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, he didn't play in the big game. He didn't deliver the game. You know, he put in the address. He drove us halfway.
Yeah.
And somebody else took us the rest of the way, you know? So that's going to always be in the back of his mind coming here. And then seeing how Doug reacts to, I guess, backup quarterbacks, the success he has with backup quarterbacks, you know, as opposed to with Carson. You know, mm-hmm. I know Doug, his play calling, you know, it does changes from quarterback to quarterback. That's relatively because the quarterback changes the plays. You know, he wants to run what he wants to run, and, you know, rightfully so. Like, you as the quarterback, you should be a part of the game plan, and you should mm-hmm. be giving, you know, the coaches, you know, ideas as to what you're comfortable with. But it shouldn't be a kill on 40% of the fucking plays. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That thing, you changing it because I guess either you saw something mm-hmm. or, you know, you just wanted to go off strip. But as far as, you know, it being here, I think they'll find something or somebody. I want to see them go out and number. You know, they're going to need a quarterback. Hell, they played a game this year without a quarterback. So, you know, everybody thinks he's going to, like, reunite with Frank Wright and Indy, and everything's just going to go back to normal. He's going to return to form. Well, I'm like, damn, wasn't that a collaborative effort that got these guys to the the Lombardi? Like, yeah, Carson played great that year, but that was a great team because without him, they still accomplished the ultimate mm-hmm. goal.
Yeah.
So You know, I don't really buy into the whole the Frank Wright scenario. Yeah, he might be comfortable with the guy, but, you know, do we really know that was all Frank Wright? We don't know that.
Yeah. Very true, but we shall see. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, you know, with this thing moving forward. Because, I mean, you know, when you've lost like this and, you know, and now you've been benched. And so the question was asked, if they know that they're not going into the playoffs.
You guys have never been benched?
No, I've never been benched. You haven't been benched?
You ever been benched?
Of course. Kelsey.
I got benched.
When?
Yeah. Well, wasn't that more of like you guys were battling for a job going into the season type thing? You weren't benched like in the middle of the season, were you?
I'm trying to remember. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got benched after week two in Indy.
Oh.
I mean, I got benched for you know, other reasons in Philly and wasn't able to start. But,
we know that.
Showing up late, stuff like that. But, yeah, I got benched in Indy. I tell you what, when you get benched and you head to the sidelines, bro, when you go to the sidelines after you've been benched,
well, at least no me, back.
I didn't even know what the hell the score of the game was.
Yeah.
I didn't pay no attention. I was still over it.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah. Nah.
Maybe that was also that point in my career.
I mean, that was your last season.
Yeah, last season. I was just over it.
Yeah, I mean, you had just done the naked issue of Sports Illustrated. I mean, you know.
The naked.
Yeah. You're right. That did happen, didn't it?
Ooh, that didn't age well.
You had just done the naked body issue, and then, ding. You know.
It's like, ding dong, I'm gone.
Yeah. Things just escalated quickly, you know. Next thing I know, I was on the bench.
Things go.
Apparently not a fan of the shoot.
They weren't a fan of the shoot, man.
But, so when you got this, right? So did you just have to just pay attention at all the special teams meetings?
What,
bro? Like when you got
I
bit.
Didn't even dress when I got benched. I didn't even dress.
Oh wow,
bro! I was a game day inactive, so I got a fresh sweatsuit every week. I had hella snacks in my pockets.
Wow, you just got all the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Great time.
We're laughing with you, great not at you, at this
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I got to experience that. You know what I mean? Great experience to see how the other side lives.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's all the way. When they like, look, when you like a, you don't even dress for the game. Like that's pretty rough, there, man.
Yeah, I must have really done something wrong over there.
Why did we even bring him?
Hey, Todd. You know. I think we're going to sit you this week. All right, cool. So, you know, field goal duties. No, I think we're just going to put you in a sweatsuit. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that just changes the game right there, just all the way. Oh, well, at least you can go out feeling fresh, you know, your body's fresh. You know?
He said he had a pocket full of snacks.
Snacks on deck, bro.
Yeah,
you
get you some gum. Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that right there, I'm quite sure at that time of your career, you was over it anyway, but.
Nah, man, bro. It's still an ego shot, bro.
It sucks. I know, right?
Yeah.
No matter how much I want to admit I was over it, man, that shit ate me alive. And then I was like, you know, you get to the end of your career, and I feel like what gets us to this level is our ego and, you know, maybe thinking that we're better than we are. And I think that's why a lot of players have a hard time letting it go at the end, because they're not realistic with their ability. Mm-hmm. So I was still on a fucking mission. I was going to go out there and start for another team and yada, yada. It still took a little while to set in that I was done. You know. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
There you go. That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, let's see. Moving on. Let's look and talk about this defense, man. So I thought that, you know, with a depleted secondary, you know, Kyler Murray to go out there and have 406 yards passing. It's pretty impressive, you know, but I thought that our secondary went out there and they scrapped, man. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins how many catches he had? He had 9 catches, 169 yards. I mean, he's going to give you that, you know.
I mean, he must have, like, the strongest hands in the NFL.
It has to be.
Some of these catches, bro. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jack, you don't think?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even hitting the ground, dude. Like, I'm just like, the guy that they had him going up against was, like, selling insurance, like, a week ago. So
no, he was I think he was selling tires.
So I mean, so
Mickey Thompson's, get you some but, nice radios, dog.
But he just finished the.
Yeah, but bro, he does that to everybody.
Yeah, he does that to everybody.
I mean,
if I was that dude, I'm like, I did just as good as anybody else in the fucking league. I'm a starter in this league. Look at what DeAndre Hopkins did to me. Nothing out of the normal.
Because that one catch was absolutely
game.
Yeah, that catch was absolutely ridiculous, though, man. To go ahead and make that big catch in the end zone and to bring it down with one hand and the ball not wobble at all. You know.
But he got some fucking oven mittens over there. Like, he catches everything.
Stick them.
But I thought the catch that the old man had was equally as impressive. Like, he caught it through someone or something.
Yeah.
Like, he reached around him to catch it or something. It was
falling
was
down.
Out of the back of the end zone. I mean, I expected that just because the secondary was kind of like hammered and everybody's injured and even guys went down in the game. So, you know, they did about as best as they could. And for the outcome to be what it was, man, they gave an admirable effort. You know, they got after it as much as they could. They forced turnovers. I mean, which is what they haven't been doing all year.
Yeah.
My guy Singleton still flying around with his hair.
Hey, know, man.
Like his hair's on fire. So
I think they found a starter in Alex Singleton, man. You know, I think he's a legit middle linebacker for these guys, man. I think he's going to be all right for them, man. You know, he's been leading the league leading his team in tackles over the past couple games now. I mean, talking about double-digit tackles, man.
I'm
he's always around the ball.
Pro Bowl campaign for Singleton.
Say what?
2020 Pro Bowl campaign.
2020 campaign for Singleton.
Oh, 2021, because you know
2021, maybe, right? Man. I'm telling you, because he's not a young kid. I mean, he is young. He's been there for been
he's
around
27.
The league. He's 27. Yeah.
He's pretty up there. I mean, he's not young in football sense. He's just young as in NFL experience, because I think he played over in the CFL.
Yeah, he played in the CFL for 3 years. So, you know.
Okay.
But I think he plays with high energy, man. I like him out there at linebacker. He makes a lot of plays. You know, he's always around the ball. And, you know, I wanted to see a little bit more pressure on Kyler Murray in this particular game, but it just wasn't, you didn't see much from him throughout the game. I mean, to only come out of this game with only just one sack was, you know.
Well, I think it was more of a strategic rush. I don't believe they was trying to, like, send the house at him. I mean, they tried. He's a – man, the dude's an athlete. If he gets outside the pocket, you know, it's more likely he's going to beat you with his feet. And with those receivers that he had outside, you know, the secondary was banged up. So, hell, like, he just chose to use his arms. But I think they did a pretty good job of kind of, like, containing him as far as not letting him break contain. So – you know, for what it's worth, he didn't really kill him too much on the ground. It was just more or less, you know, with a depleted secondary, I mean, you had to take your chances.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, what did he finish with? Let's see. They only had one sack. They only had two quarterback hits on him, which is ridiculous.
And he fumbled one of those. So
yeah, and he fumbled one of them. You know, but like I said, man, I thought that the defense came out there scrappy. They played with some high energy. Of course, you get hit with the fake punt. You know, that hurts you a little bit. that takes the wind out your sails. But I think all in all, that the guys went out there and they battled, man. You know, it was just, I think that this team had in the secondary, just, you know, that Arizona was going to get theirs. But when you go back and watch this game, man, I felt like, man, we probably could have won this game, man, depending on certain situations. But we weren't able to pull it off.
Yeah, man, they left some meat on the bone, so to speak, you know. And I feel, you know, as though the last couple plays, you know, I think when the offense got back on the field, I think they went to the Hail Mary play too soon. Because mm-hmm. when he threw it the first time, I believe it was 10 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can complete like a little underneath route, out of bounds or whatever, probably like 6 or 7 seconds, you know, instead of throwing it to the end zone. Now it's incomplete. Now, you know, we have 2 seconds left. Now you have to go for the end zone. So,
yeah,
you know, I just think the end game adjustments or those last two plays could have been, you could have used that one play a little bit wiser than what they had did, you know, instead of selling out with 10 seconds left.
Gotcha.
But, you know, man, it's been a while since we've seen, you know, a functional, respectable offense. Like, they actually moved the ball. They got first downs. Like, it looked like a regular offense that you would normally see, you know. Yeah. Again, the only turnover that he had was the safety. So, again, yeah. he played a clean game in that aspect, you know.
He had three fumbles, but they didn't hurt him.
Yeah, they didn't hurt him. Like, he had the one fumble that was out. I mean, I want to say it went out of bounds. The other one, he picked up. And he also completed a pass. And then, you know, of course, the one fumble. So, I mean, what can you say? I mean, it happens. They didn't really cost him. So, he's just got to be a little bit more mindful of taking care of the ball. But, I guess we'll see what happens this week against – the Cowboys. Wow.
Yeah, they got the Cowboys.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know where you. I don't know what. Wait. Where's Todd? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's there.
I'm here, bro. I'm trying to battle through all this technical difficulties over here, waging the war. I'm staring at Trey frozen on my screen right now. It's a real funny face. Just, I don't know what to do, guys. I'm at a loss right now. I need to do this in person. I'm not a huge fan of the video conferencing, but it's what we got right now, you know.
Yeah, I'm tired of Zoom.
Really, but tired. I would like to say that from looking at this and seeing how the defense has played over the last stretch, man, I think that's real promising moving forward. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the defense has been playing consistently. Whether or not they got guys hurt, got guys out, they're able to go out there and battle and really scratch and claw to be able to put us in a position to be able to win the game if we get some sort of offensive output. And I think that is very promising moving forward because, you know, you got some young players over there bouncing around, like our guy Singleton, which we were talking about. You know what I mean? I like him. Yeah. I like him. Pro Bowl 22.
Pro Bowl 22.
So not next year, huh?
Well, isn't the Pro Bowl in January?
It's always
Yeah, right. But it's for the 21 season, though.
But for the 21 season.
Right, yeah. Pro Bowl 22. Not this Pro Bowl, because they already voted, right?
Yeah, but it's 21.
No, it's 21.
But this coming Pro Bowl, won't it be 21?
No, this is Pro Bowl 20.
This is the 2020 Pro Bowl for this season. The 2020
All right, season. Yeah, then 21, Singleton Pro Bowl 21.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right, yeah, there we go.
We got you. All right,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, I don't have to make you wait any longer.
Yeah. You're going to spot him a whole year?
Like, yeah. You gave me some of that wine math for a quick minute, man. We're wine like, hey, T, how much you weigh, T? 340, 350? Okay, hey, Todd, how much you weigh? Like 330? That's like 800 pounds of deuce.
800 pounds of deuce.
That's like 800 pounds of deuce block.
I thought you were gonna go with Juan math in like a little different scenario. Like, why don't you say, hey, Todd, you keep working hard, you work hard, in another 2-3 years, you'll be in the Pro Bowl too. Like, the shit, I won't be in it this year. What are you talking about, Juan?
Juan was hilarious, man.
Talking to Juan, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
Juan's in Chicago, right?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him in a, it's been probably about a month, couple months now.
Man, we need to get Juan on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reach out to him.
We need to get Juan on the Zoom.
Well, you know, we got to wait till the season over, man, because you know Juan,
yeah,
eh, man.
Juan watching
film. Juan ain't got no time.
They won yesterday, and he's watching film.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna have to wait till we get Juan. We got to get the season over with, then we'll get Juan. Cause you know his mind will be all over the place right now, man.
Yeah.
But cool, man. Hey, Jay, tell us about the salon, man.
All right, man. So you know it's that time of year. You know, ladies, you know, just come on, step on down to 7 Zen Hair Artistry. We are located at 523 Delcy Drive. In Sewell, New Jersey. I ask for my wife, Dee, specializes in all types of hairstyle, hair care products, and also coming soon, skin care products. You can also visit her at 7zenhair.com for any hair care products, extensions, lace fronts, all that good stuff. Also, when you're on the site, use promo code BLINDSIDE for a 20% off coupon. So that's 7zenhair.com. Also check us out on YouTube at 7zenhairartistry. That's 7zenhairartistry.
Todd, go ahead and tell us about yours, man. Tell us about Body Check.
All right. Yep. Body Check Wellness is a health and wellness company that specializes in hemp derived CBD products, full spectrum, and we also have a broad spectrum if you're not down with the THC. I don't know many people that aren't, but we also have the THC-free product. But we also have some mushroom products if you don't even like hemp products. So we also got hemp mixed with mushroom products, and we even got shit your dog can eat so that he can chill out and take a good long nap. So if you would like to check out some of Body Check Wellness's products, go to bodycheckwellness.com, add a bunch of shit into your cart, and then when you go to checkout, use promo code BLINDSIDE, that's BLINDSIDE, at checkout for 20% off of your purchase, and we will get that shipped to you immediately. Go check it out. Live longer, be healthier, because I said so.
There you go. Yeah, man. Tell Riley, man. You see me get repping my Flyers gear tonight, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's opening night tonight, the NBA.
Yeah, the NBA is back, man. You know, Christmas in a couple days. Y'all ready for the holidays?
About as ready as I'm going to be.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, we'll see, man. That. I mean...
All right, cool, man. Well, y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Y'all enjoy it, and we'll catch y'all on the other side.
Be safe.
Be safe.
All right, dude.
Toodaloo, motherfucker. Hey.